You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Pro wrestling. Pro wrestling. How do we like our wrestling? At WrestleMania two nights, baby! Philadelphia! Woo!
I didn't even know if we're going to have like the same song or what. But here we are, everybody. Doing something a little different here on the channel. Yes, we already previewed the UFC card. Yes, we covered PFL last night. But there's something else going on in the space as well. Some wrestling! WrestleMania 40, two-night extravaganza from Philadelphia, PA. Look at all the stars up there, everybody. Yes, welcome to our... I think this is the first time we've ever done one of these, a WrestleMania preview show. But if you watch the UFC preview show, the trio is exactly the same. Plus producer extraordinaire E. Casey Lyde, and I am Mike Heck. Jose Young's back with us, who says he has not left his chair all day. How are you, sir?
I'm great. You can listen. Wait, stay tuned for Damn They Were Good, UFC 100 and 200, which we just finished recording literally minutes ago. So we go from UFC Vegas 90 preview show right into a Damn They Were Good podcast, right into a WrestleMania 40 preview show. It doesn't stop, folks.
No, it doesn't. And also back with us, my best friend, Alexander K. Lee, who he's into this. I mean, he's been keeping up, so it's going to be fun to get his take on all of this. I know.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you, sir?
You can't get rid of me. I'm an AEW guy for the most part, but love pro wrestling. Obviously, you keep up with the big shows, keep up with the WWE. WrestleMania 40 looks friggin' stacked. I don't know if I'll be watching the card live, but I will be checking out some of these matches for sure. So, but yeah, call me the sort of casual, you know, maybe I'm a little bit more on the board, casual WWE fan, but shows you what a great job they've done in promoting the card, because I know most of the storylines and things and performers going into this weekend, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Obviously, having The Rock back is huge, and
this is the most important. This is the most important WrestleMania ever in the history of WWE.
Really,
100%.
How so? Please explain.
This is coming out hot.
This is the most important business wise, storyline wise, everything. The Rock is back, fresh off the Vince McMahon scandal. So this is the first Vince. This is the first time ever in the history of the WWE that a McMahon is not involved in WWE. No Shane, no Stephanie, no Vince, no Vince Sr., no Linda, nothing. This is the first time ever in the history of WWE, WWF, WWWF too, that there has not been a McMahon. This TKO group is obviously the new thing. Productions changed. Triple H is now, or Paul Levesque as his shoot name is the one running the helm. This is the single most important WWE in terms of business, in terms of storylines, in terms of anything ever. WrestleMania 1 was very important. That was a risk. WrestleMania 3 obviously did major numbers that had the single most important moment. WrestleMania 17 is probably the best. WrestleMania 19 or 18 had the single greatest like sports entertainment match that has ever happened inside a WWE ring. WrestleMania 30 was important for storyline reasons. All of those pale in comparison to everything that could possibly happen to WrestleMania 40. This is the most important business-wise, money-wise, storyline-wise, everything. Netflix is coming next year. Rock is in charge of the TKO board. We have like people that don't like WWE and only want to watch New Japan because they do these long, drawn-out stories that take years to culminate. They have that here. They have no real celebrity match, which has been the snooze fest. The women have never been booked better. Their competition has never been worse. Everything checks the boxes for WrestleMania 40 being the most important WrestleMania ever. And I say that, like, I like AEW and I like New Japan and I like TNA and I like GCW. I like all of the pop wrestling promotions out there. It has never, the gap between number two and the WWE has never been bigger ever than right now.
Yes. First of all, I'm glad you brought this comment up because people be mad.
Who cares,
guys,
man?
Relax. Relax.
Just don't even tell them to relax.
And guess what? Guess what? People are saying like, oh, is that my thing? Guess what? the UFC is owned and WWE are owned by the same fucking crew. So who, like, it's it all like washes itself
here's
out.
The, thing.
The success here's of the WrestleMania thing. Helps the UFC and vice versa.
Here's the thing. Who cares? If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you like it, you like it. Like drawing attention. They want attention, like I always say. And to say, don't watch. Don't even tell them not to watch. Just let them live their life.
Live your life. Live your life. AK, you are the casual one here, and you said the build is great. What has stood out to you about all this? Obviously, we saw the big names. The Rock is back. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns are going to be involved in both main events. Seth Rollins is going to wrestle on both shows. What has hooked you back in for this one? I'm usually, you know, more of a casual fan. I always watch WrestleMania. It's like just the thing. But this one has hooked me for months now, and here we are. But as especially more of an AEW guy, what has brought you back here specifically?
Yeah, look, they nailed the pivot on the Rock stuff as well as they possibly could. I don't know if people think it was part of a grander plan that they would have sort of gotten here eventually. They had to call an audible anyway because there was the CM Punk injury. I do believe that's what CM Punk said in the reports, that it was supposed to be CM Punk and Seth Rollins to headline one of the nights to sort of give Punk finally that chance to headline a Mania as he's always wanted to do. That's sort of one of his sticking points when he was with WWE the first time, that he kept getting passed over by guys like The Rock. So he was finally going to get his night. There's time for that in the future. I still hope Punk gets his moment. But they had to kind of call it audible with that. And then the backlash to bringing The Rock back, I think, I don't know if it was last year. I can't remember who I was talking to, some non-MMA fighting related discussion. And I was saying, like, I don't know if The Rock will ever come back just because of how difficult it is to get into actual pro wrestling shape. He's getting older. He's in ridiculous physical shape. No one can argue that. You just look at the guy's movies, watch his Instagram for 2 seconds, and you're like, holy crap, this guy's peak human. But wrestling's really tough. Wrestling, much like fighting, is really tough. You can be in great shape and you hit a certain age. It doesn't matter about your six-pack abs, your big-ass beach muscles. It's hard. You're going to get injured, or you're not going to have a gas tank to wrestle a 15-minute match, a 20-minute match. So I thought Rock was done. I thought like he would still appear, of course, and do like segments and stuff, and maybe get some, you know, the brawls or something. But I never thought he would come back and do a match. And when they said he was going to go with Roman originally, and Roman's has some pretty long matches, I was really worried. It's kind of worked out better this way now, where there was a backlash to him coming back. People are really behind Cody Rhodes, as they should be. It's a hell of a story from his first run with WWE to now, his time with AEW. And now they ended up with Rock in a tag match with Roman against Cody and Seth. And I think that's better, right? I think this way you hide a lot of Rock's weaknesses. You play to a lot of his strengths. He has been phenomenal. Your mileage may vary on how much you enjoy this guy's promos these days, but there's no questioning he's brought a lot of attention to WrestleMania again, and sort of revitalized interest in his own character, the character of The Rock, which I think some people were getting a little tired of in some of his previous comebacks. But boy, it couldn't be hotter. So yeah, love the double main events. Love Cody, the tag match in night one. I'm so invested in him. I know everyone hates this now, finishing the story on night two, because I thought their match last year, Roman and Cody, was phenomenal. I thought it was an excellent match. The only thing I thought was missing was the happy ending. And I still think they should have done it, but hey, you can't go back in time. All you can do for your pro wrestling promotion is get it right the next time. And now they have something that they can build on. So yeah, super hyped for the two main events and a lot of the other matches, but I guess I don't want to get away from the main event talk just yet.
What was that, Jose?
No, he shouldn't have won last year. Everyone wants the single story, the singular moment. He shouldn't have won last year. I went to WrestleMania 39 last year. I covered it for MMAfighting.com, and I was the only one that picked Roman to win. I thought it was obvious he was going to win because Cody had just come back, and it was too obvious for him to win. I'm like, it's not going to happen. It's like, it's too obvious. They want Roman to surpass the 1,000 days. They want him to break Bruno Sammartino. They want him to do The Rock. It's all of that storyline was already out there. So I thought it was obvious he was going to lose. Just like I thought it was very – I know our colleague Aaron Hawan is like, oh, they should have given it to Sami Zayn in Montreal at the Elimination Chamber.
Oh,
like,
no.
No, never going to happen. Yeah, that singular moment, Sami Zayn has never been popular. But bring up all three of us. Bring up all three of us. Do you guys remember the Royal Rumble before WrestleMania X7? Or 15 or whatever it was. I get those because both of them had the same main event. You remember what the WWE Championship match was in that? The Rock versus Mankind, and Mankind had never been hotter in his life, and they tore the house down. Rock won. Everyone was like, oh, you should have given it to Mankind because he was so much hotter. And then The Rock went on to wrestle Stone Cold Steve Austin in the main event. Shut your mouths, man. Like, having a singular moment does not is not always best for business. It can be. It can be when the stars align and you get the Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30, but the main event between Randy Orton and Batista was garbage to begin with. Like, that was garbage. Like, there were other things happening in professional wrestling that should have happened over those singular moments. Don't forget that. And people are going to complain. Don't care. You are all wrong.
And Mankind actually won the title before.
Exactly. And what happened? It was like, that's like the loudest arena that has ever happened in the history of wrestling.
I was there, Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It was a taping. It was awesome. And thank you to Tony Schiavone. He was like, yeah, Mick Foley's about to win the championship. Yeah, that's going to put butts in the seats. And then that ended the whole 83-week streak. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
This is what happens when you have to talk about how good you are and how bad they are rather than just putting out a good product. Take notes, AEW.
Yes. Storyline and booking is very important. Jose, you mentioned some of the important WrestleManias, and obviously we are 8 days away from UFC 300 as well, and there's a lot of talk about how UFC 300 as a full lineup stacks up compared to 100 and 200 and even 299, some of the major events. Is it the greatest card of all time? Is it not? But in terms of how Jose Youngs himself views this two-night lineup, the intrigue, the interest, the players involved here. Where do you rank this WrestleMania on paper?
It's way up there. It's not the best. I thought last year's was pretty fantastic. Because that had John Cena, even one before that with Stone Cold and Kevin Owens headlined in Dallas. I thought those two were really good. But like I said, those two might have been better, but this one has drawn more interest. The one with Cena, I think WrestleMania 27 is the worst ever. And I believe The Rock's John Cena headlines that. And WrestleMania 27 obviously had, I believe that was the Hell in the Cell with Triple H versus The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels as the guest referee. I was at WrestleMania 26. In hindsight, that is an incredibly underrated WrestleMania. That was Shawn Michaels at then retirement. WrestleMania 25 obviously has the greatest wrestling, not sports entertainment. It might be the best sports entertainment match. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker won at WrestleMania. That might be the best ever. I won't argue. I don't think it's the best ever, but that is certainly up there. 26 is also very good because that main evented. In terms of interest, it's never been more interesting. I don't think it's the best lineup, but it is top five, I'll say.
What do you think, AK? Where is this at for you in terms of day before WrestleMania? Where are you at looking at this lineup on paper?
No, my memory is terrible. I don't have Jose's memory when it comes to recalling all-time cards and like that. And I want to say I haven't watched an entire WrestleMania in probably in a few years. Again, I usually pick and choose my spots, as I'm likely to do with this one. Though, again, I looking at the card, I'm like, man, every match has a little something. So I remember when I was a kid growing up, and it took me a while to catch on that every year it was like, they were like, this is the greatest WrestleMania ever. This is the greatest WrestleMania ever. This is the greatest. And again, you're a kid and every time you're like, oh, didn't they say this last year? But you have to believe it because, you know, I mean, I guess by then, to talk about how old I am, they're only on like 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever. But what WWE does so well is that they can convince you every year that that's the case. Now, as Jose said, you can certainly look back on some WrestleManias and very realistically say, no, this card does not have a case to be a top five or even a top 10 WrestleMania at that, you know, it's just hyperbole. But this year, if they're running that copy, man, again, it's hard to argue with the star power of The Rock, the storyline of Cody, Roman, one of the greatest world champions they've ever had, both in terms of storyline. I think his in-ring ability has just gotten so much better over the years. How over he's gotten. Roman is not quite on the, as far as mainstream fame, he's not in the Stone Cold Rock, Brock Lesnar tier. He's below that tier. I can't go to some random person and talk about Roman Reigns and they'll immediately know who I'm talking about. This wasn't like peak Attitude Era where like, yeah, everyone knew The Rock. Everyone knew Stone Cold Steve Austin. Maybe people didn't know Triple H, but they knew DX. Everyone knew the DX cross chops. So as far as mainstream recognition, Roman's not quite there. But the longevity, the fact that he is the man during arguably the most lucrative, I don't even think it's arguably, sorry, during the most lucrative money-making era of the WWE, it says a lot about him. So having him, again, headline both nights with The Rock and with Cody and also Seth Rollins, it's hard to top this as far as sort of the spectacle. And as Jose said, what this card means historically, given the behind the scenes moves that have happened that are very publicly well known over the past year, the past 18 months. So it's an important card. I think entertainment wise, it could be right up there. I wasn't asked to give a gymnastics skill, Mike, but man, this could, if everything hits, if we talk about they give the matches that need time, if the matches that are short still have like an impact, still have memorable moments, still advance storylines, still send people home happy or make them feel something or angry, you know, when we can feel something. If all these things culminate, I mean, this could be, I think on paper, this could be a top, I don't want to say top five, but I think it comfortably in the top 10, comfortably in the top 10 of WrestleMania. Yeah.
Does this pass the Jimmy V test where you laugh and you cry and you feel something? Those are the three. That's what you need wrestling to be.
Yes.
Wrestling is evokes emotion. Yes, athleticism is fantastic. I love Lucha Libre. I love luchadors. Místico is my favorite wrestler ever. Místico can't tell a story if you put a book in front of him and tell him to read page one. But the man can make magic just athletically. Sometimes you just want to watch a soap opera.
Yeah, you just chill out and have fun with it. So we two nights, as you said, tomorrow, Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, main event of night one. There is a bit of a stipulation to this. If Cody and Seth win, the bloodline banned from ringside. If Rock and Roman wins, it becomes a, I forget what it's called, some sort of rules, bloodline rules.
Bloodline rules.
All the shenanigans can happen. Yeah. And which will bring up an interesting discussion later because we'll go through some prop bets, which I think will be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. Things got heated on the MMA hour. It was mentioned on Raw for the Women's World title. Gunther or Walter to the hardcores versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental title.
Amazing. That's going to be amazing.
Six-pack ladder match for the Tag Team Championship, Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, New Catch Republic. We have brothers fighting, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Rey Mysterio and Drag.
Matches that might make you cry, Jey and Jimmy. I mean, I don't know. It could go to some places, make you emotional. It could. I'm just saying.
Nah.
We got father versus son as well. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Yeah. We get Jade Cargill making her WrestleMania debut, teaming up with Bianca Belair and Naomi against Damage Control. And then night two, Roman versus Cody. We'll see what the stipulation looks like. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Reigns and Rhodes are fighting for the Universal Championship. Io Sky versus Bayley for the Women's Championship. U.S. title, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, triple threat match. We have a Philadelphia street fight, as it should be in Philly, the home of ECW, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament, and then LA Knight versus AJ Styles. And they had a media day today in Philadelphia. And LA Knight and AJ Styles kind of beat the shit out of each other. And there was some blood. It was a good time. So those are the two nights. There is an Andre the Giant Battle Royal as well. It'll probably be on one of the pre-shows. So there you go. Let's before we get to the props, AK, I'll start with you. You pay attention, you follow through, you've seen the story. I know this is kind of a cliche thing, and even Cody was like, I don't want to hear this anymore. But when the end of night two culminates, when it's all said and done, is Cody Rhodes holding the Universal title?
Oh, yeah.
Does he finish the story?
Do the predictable thing. Do the predictable thing. They lose on night one. It makes the main event of the second night a bloodline rules, no holds barred, whatever. All these Mania main events devolve into that anyway, fighting around the crowd and interference. So you know what? Now you have a reason where it's all legal. You don't have to worry about this. Oh, referee didn't see a shenanigans. So Rock and Roman win a night one. That sets the Rock gets so much heat. He gets a win at WrestleMania in his comeback. That sets the stage for Cody and Rock down the road, or Cody and whoever. Rock and whoever. So do the obvious thing. And then, yes, Cody Rhodes overcomes the odds after a probably 35, 36 minute match with Roman Reigns and wins the Undisputed title. There's times to deviate. There's times to do, you know, the unexpected. You don't always want to be predictable. But think about people when you watch a TV show or watch a movie. Yeah, it's great to be surprised sometimes. But so I think most would agree some of their favorite movies are the ones that just tell a pretty clear, like clear, proper story. And you're taken to a place where you think, oh no, the hero won't prevail. And when they finally do, there's a stress relief, there's euphoria. That's what they have to do with Cody. It reminds me, of course, of like AEW's Bryan Danielson, or Daniel Bryan was using WWE. They fans wanted him to become champion. There was the whole Yes Movement thing. And by the time the night rolled around where he had to wrestle two matches in one night to become champion, yes, it was very predictable that he would win the first match to qualify for the main event and then go on to beat Randy Orton and Batista. The most predictable thing you could do. But it was the right thing to do. Crowd was super happy. Great WrestleMania moment. That's the kind of moment that they can create on Sunday if they just stick to the script, as it were.
What do you think, Jose? I mean, we talked about it on BTL yesterday, but I assume you're standing by your prediction.
Yeah, Cody should win. I've thought about it a little bit more. I don't even care that it's predictable. Like, it's just a better story in general. Like, last year, I thought it would have been boring. Because you're just pandering at that point. This one, the story, like the arcs, the openings, the avenues that they could go would make sense. Like all of a sudden Roman becomes the one chasing. Is there dissension among The Rock and Roman that they could do the thing and they could have a big blow up match at WrestleMania next year? Could Roman, you know, tangle with Seth? Could he tangle with CM Punk? Could he do this and that? Roman's probably going to retire in the next 2 or 3 years because there's nothing left for him to do. Yeah, so Cody should win. There will be tomfoolery without question. I think they'll be a very fun, I'm pretty sure there'll be a really fun run-in that I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, Cody should win. I think it's too obvious at this point. Too obvious. It's that rare combination of what AK said. Obvious solution, but the one that would also make the most sense storyline-wise. Because Daniel Bryan, when he won, one of the big things with him is he's the greatest independent wrestler that's ever lived. I don't think that's really an argument. It's like him, Samoa Joe, Punk, and Christopher Daniels. And I won't argue if you want to say Daniel Bryan is the greatest wrestler post 2000 all around, or Bryan Danielson, because he's really done everything. And I feel like the people that were along for his journey were just tired of him getting shafted. Cody, for all his faults, has been still been the man the last 2-3 years. And he's more of the, I have friends that watch wrestling for Cody. I have friends with kids who like, oh, my favorite wrestler is Cody Rhodes. Daniel Bryan had the same audience as Punk. The independent, they watched this man wrestle for 20 years and they felt like they collectively as a whole deserve to see their guy win. And that's kind of, so it's just different underdog stories in the sense, not to say either one is wrong, but they're different, but both of them winning makes sense.
I'm curious to see how the Philadelphia crowd, who is usually, they're a ruckus one. They're usually a very smart crowd. They usually have differing opinions than most of the audience. I'm curious to see how they, I guess, react to Cody. Are they going to cheer him? Is it going to be a mixed reaction? Well, I'm very curious.
I'm willing to bet my entire paycheck that Cody Rhodes gets cheered.
We shall see. Casey, you can come on up. We'll do some props, some fun little props. There's one in particular I think you're going to enjoy.
Hey. Please don't gamble on pro wrestling, guys. Please. I mean, don't gamble on anything ever, but especially pro wrestling.
Definitely don't gamble on pro wrestling.
Thanks, yeah. God. So the first prop, gentlemen, and Jose, I'll start with you. You said there's going to be some tomfoolery in the main event between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Are you about to ask who's going to run in?
Well, no. The prop bet is worded as so: total interference in Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes over under 5.5.
5.5 what?
Like minutes?
People?
Human beings.
Pieces of
I guess like it says total interference. So I'm assuming anytime an interference happens. And I assume this could happen with the same.
What if it's right on the money? Because I think five is a good sweet spot.
It says five and a half.
That's five and a half.
Obviously, the bloodline, all three of those cats will interfere. I would imagine there might be a sneaky cash in attempt. So I bet he not fails, but doesn't get the opportunity. And I'm willing to bet Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out and stuns The Rock. Just for the pop. Like The Rock is doing his thing and the Stone Cold glass shatter. He runs out, stuns The Rock, runs out. Just for that singular, you all want a singular moment because you all think things make sense at the time. That would make no sense, and that would be the singular moment that would lead to something that to make sense. So yeah, I think those would be a lot of. I'm gonna say right on the money, five. I think is a sweet spot. I don't want too much skullduggery because Cody's not in a team, so it wouldn't make. He also doesn't have a lot of. He has no allies outside of Seth. So it might just be right on the money with five.
I would hope under. But again, I am very curious what they're counting as an instance of interference. This feels really, people don't gamble on pro wrestling props, please. This is down this road lies calamity. This is seems like a terrible idea. Who has the briefcase now, right now?
Damian Sandow is senior. Damian Priest is senior money in the bank.
Oh, okay.
But he's had it for a while.
Right.
Casey, over under 5.5.
I'm going way over.
Oh.
Way.
Oh, my.
Okay.
The Young Bucks are going to run in. Yes. Dustin Rhodes. Dustin Rhodes. Oh, my gosh. It's Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, man. That would be a lot great. Of fun.
I would cry if Dustin Rhodes showed up.
All right, Casey, I'm starting with you on this one because you'll appreciate this question. Total number of chops by Gunther. Over under 29.5.
Ooh, 29. I was gonna go 25, but 29. It is WrestleMania. I'm going. He would land a solid 30. So I'm going over 30 chops. Get the ambulance ready.
Oh man,
Sammy's got that. Is that first night or second night? Is that first night or second night? First night. All right,
that's night one.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What do you guys think? 29.5 over under chops.
Take the over. He doesn't do the All Japan multiple chops thing, does he?
Yeah, he does.
He does do that. The very rapid like. Yeah.
Not only does he do not only does he not do the rapid ones, he holds you by the throat while you face the crowd while you're tangled up in the rope
over the rope
and slowly chops you about 9 or 8 times. And everyone in the crowd counts.
Yeah, I'm taking the
other. They're so nasty. Yeah,
that's a good prop. That's a good prop.
If it was 39.5, I would go over.
Oh, you think Sami Zayn is about to become deformed? His body will be deformed. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be bad. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
I would love watching that match.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Jose, I assume you're over that as well.
I'll go under.
Why not?
Because I think that's a match that's going to be shorter than people think because they're going to be pushed for time.
I once saw a random guy take 100 chops for charity. He didn't make it to the 100. It was a small independent wrestling show. Shout out to Smash Wrestling. And it got them banned. That scenario got them banned from a venue, I'm pretty sure. It was not fun to watch. But I think they raised some money for charity, so there you go. But did not make it to the 100 before he kind of tapped out.
No money for the orphanage.
This will be a Jose question. Will Chad Gable turn on Sami Zayn? Yes, it's plus 175. No, it's minus 250.
Nope. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't what would that lead to? Another wasted feud that neither will win?
Yeah.
Walter's going to win. The person that should dethrone Walter is Jey Uso. That's the only answer.
Ron Breaker, baby.
I don't think Ron Breaker. Walter can't lose to a debuting rookie and then go on to the main event scene. That loses the luster. They've been teasing Jey Uso winning as main event Jey Uso, and then keeping that prestige of the Intercontinental title is the only answer. Ron Breaker will get there, not right now.
AK, will John Cena appear at WrestleMania 40? And nope, must enter the ring, speak on the microphone, or attack someone for yes to be graded as the winner.
Give me the odds.
Plus 100.
plus 100 is yes.
Yes.
I guess it's slightly a slight underdog. Yes. I'm going to go with the odds then. I'm going to say he will not. I think what's no?
It's probably like minus 110 or something.
Because I could see him being involved in a video, in a backstage segment, but that exact stipulation that he has to come in and speak on the mic, like do a promo or...
He has to, as long, if he enters the ring, that counts. Yeah,
that counts? He doesn't have to do anything? I don't think so.
He can enter the ring, speak on the microphone, or attack somebody.
No, I think
he could be the run-in.
I don't think he's involved this year. I think the presence of The Rock nullifies his involvement. I don't think he gets involved.
Who thinks John shows up?
John will show up.
I think he'll be there.
That guy thinks so.
I say backstage segment. I say backstage segment. I don't think he gets out.
Pre-taped?
No, it could be like a strolling around, a little skit, like a quick little skit.
So he's there in Philadelphia backstage, but he's just not going to walk to the ring.
No.
All right.
The other names that are being thrown out, will Stone Cold appear at WrestleMania 40 under the same guidelines? That's mm-hmm. minus 200 for yes. The other is, will The Undertaker appear at WrestleMania 40?
No.
That's plus 300 for yes.
There's really no reason for him to show up in this one. It's not in Texas. There's no one he can tangle with. It would make no sense.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
No,
I mean it's not tangled, not Undertaker versus Jake Paul. I mean it's Jake Paul odds on Jake Paul.
No Jake Paul. No, that'd be a good one. Him and Mike Tyson showing up would be pretty.
No. I think that's again like a little cheapy thing. I think the celebrity run in is going to be Jason Kelsey in the triple threat.
Kelsey is on this list.
Oh yeah, that's going to be the run in. I think he's going to tangle. I think he's going to punch Logan Paul.
Well, another celebrity that is on this list. Well, Pat McAfee entered the ring as one, but we're not going to go there.
Where's Bad
Sylvester
Bunny?
Sylvester Stallone. Will Sly Stallone enter the ring, speak on the microphone, or attack someone?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think so.
Can't he just be in the audience? I could see him in the audience, but I don't know.
He's going to be involved in something.
That seems kind of random. Why?
Because Rocky takes place in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I know you're a big Tulsa King fan, Casey. You're like, this isn't in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Why would Sylvester Stallone be there? No, this is some of his earlier work, Casey. He once played a boxer.
Have you watched Tulsa King, Casey?
It looks good.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so bad that it's good.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Oh yeah, it's great. You got Sly Stallone, who like just got out of a long prison stint, and he's back trying to like reclaim sort of the mob role that he had, but his mindset is still back in like the time before he went to prison, so like everything's so new, but he's trying to like instill the old school vibes. That's like basically the premise of it, but it's just so badly good. It really is. All right. I'm curious if we have questions
We've got a few questions. All right, will there be any UFC crossover in the next two nights?
Good question. I will say yes. I don't know if there will actually be like – I don't know if there will be like any run-in or something, but will at certain points they pan the crowd and be like, oh, there's Michael Chandler. Oh, there's
– Oh, he'll be there. Such.
Are they gonna promote UFC 300 at all?
Yep,
they should. 100%.
Like a straight commercial, or do you think there's gonna be some sort of commercial, but not like some
there's
sort
already
of
targeted Instagram ads saying buy UFC 300 and WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's minus 1,000, minus 10,000.
For sure, okay. I think it's a no-brainer.
I guess lazy. Sorry.
I want to read Lazy Bed's suggestion. He says they should run a TKA crossover where Tai Tuivasa comes in as a cousin of the bloodline. I think he also suggested the Tafas as well. The Tafas could also run in as the secret bloodline cousins that people didn't know about. So I think that would be – I would love that. That would be a great tie-in.
And then Parker Porter comes out and supports
– Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my.
Let's go. We just wrote a story. Tremendous story. Oh my God, it's Parker Porter's music.
What is Parker Porter? When he comes out, whatever that song is, that's his music. All right. Got a super chat here from our friend Terrence Leverett.
Hey, Terrence. Will MJF help his old pal Cody? I wish the answer was yes, but I would be this would be the most shocking revelation of all, because it seems like MJF is sticking around in no for man's now. Land.
Yeah, as far as we know, he is still contracted to AEW. So,
contracts.
Oh, contracts. Damn.
Come on,
money.
If Shayna can wrestle in Bloodsport, I don't see it, it can happen. MJF,
yeah, work it out. They had Jordan Grace. They're working with Impact now.
Yeah.
This week on The Pitch, would you like fries with that?
People are what make franchises run. The person who knows the business inside and out. Yeah.
Yep.
Not someone who came off Wall Street because their check clears. Franchairs is the first investment marketplace where people can invest in franchises.
So you said $800 billion is what this market is a year. And hundreds of businesses are actually franchised businesses.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
There are more brands franchised than there are stocks on the NASDAC.
Oh.
You're raising a $4 million price round.
And what are the terms on that?
The $19 million post-money valuation.
And you, do you not think that the valuation is a little frothy?
This week, things get frothy when Kenny Rose brings a new alternative investment class to retail investors. Go right now and subscribe to The Pitch wherever you listen to podcasts.
Super chat here.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's not my favorite. Casey, also, I have the official photo of it. I'll try to Slack it to you.
Oh, yeah, like, throw it up on the screen. Yeah.
Just wait, I have to find it first.
It's a little. It's very screen. Green. It's very green. It's a little DXy. It's a little WrestleMania 30? No, not 30. WrestleMania what was the one with the that was headlined that did the video game? Oh, WrestleMania 2000. WrestleMania 2000. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that was
such a trash WrestleMania.
Outside of
good,
two matches.
Good video game. Good video game. It's nothing like mind blowing. It's not one of the more creative ones. It is just large. It's large. It's extra large, one might say. It does give a sense of size. No, it is. It's literally just a big ass X and a big ass L and a big, several big ass screens. And, it looks fine. It's fine. I don't know if it tops some of their more recent efforts, because some of their stages they've set up have just been phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So
I found them, but I have to re-download them. So give me a second. Talk amongst yourself.
Yeah. You know, but you guys see it in action. You know, we haven't seen it like with people on it, the pyro and everything. You know.
The
last year's ruled.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. Last year was really good.
Really, like WrestleMania, that site of it. I'm not talking about the stage specifically, but that site of when they can pull out and get that wide shot of the guy going down the stage, and you just see like fans upon fans upon fans upon fans. It is like unbelievable. Like I can't imagine like being a pro wrestler going from the indies and then getting to that level. Like it must be so surreal. I don't think there's any wrestler that like could be unaffected by that moment. It's crazy. Like it is. It's like you must feel like you're in outer space or something. Because again, when you think about how for most of these performers outside of like Logan Paul, even for Logan Paul, he's probably never experienced anything like that. But for most performers, like starting off from
Logan
the school
Paul pulled, Logan Paul did the Shawn Michaels thing and came in from the rafters last year.
Yeah,
I just slacked it to you, Casey.
Yeah. Oh, I'm downloading it.
Logan Paul has got a nice matchup with Owens and Randy Orton. I mean, that is like they have done such an excellent job of figuring out how to showcase this guy. You put him in there with the Ricochets, you put him in there with the Rey Mysterios, you put him in there with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, one of the greatest in-ring workers of all time. Like
Randy Orton since 2004 is the best in-ring technician, like psychological, he knows the psychology of wrestling. There's not a better wrestler.
He's never been my favorite guy. I don't know what it is. I've never loved him. But if you ever want to say like, oh, this person knows nothing about wrestling, but we want to throw them in the ring and we want them not to get hurt and have an entertaining match, he is one of the guys.
Randy
would put right at the top of the list. Yeah,
Randy is the guy. There's the stage right
there. There it is.
Yeah,
it is XL. You weren't kidding.
It is XL. Yeah, that's sort of just the idea. Yeah,
Randy Orton is
kind of pretty cool. We can't see
The giant XL things, but yeah, Randy Orton's the guy that if you're an up and coming wrestler, watch him on ring psychology.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But yeah, it's a good stage.
All right.
There's various WWE replays. Like wrestlers will watch old matches,
Yeah, yeah.
And they watch one of the Rumbles. And everyone is like, Randy Orton is so good at professional wrestling. Randy Orton is your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler.
Yeah, that's probably a good way of putting it, yeah. Trying to think what other... I love the Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Santo Escobar, Dominic match. I think that's just going to be so
That's
fun.
The match that's just been tossed together.
I still love it, but I just love Dragon Lee is. I like Santo Escobar too. And I think Dom is just such a fantastic heel. Like, just, yep. God, it's great. Just great work.
Jesse says, I don't know. I don't get why people want Roman to pass Hogan. It's not like he's passing him for first or third.
I just don't think they want Hulk Hogan on record books anymore.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Seems like also, a likely thing.
There's also, I think, a big difference between sort of the modern records and sort of the tour at the top. Like, it's just a different era, right? I mean, I think you just kind of look at those records and just be like, well, we can't compare anyone today to those.
The tenor is always more important than total combined reigns.
Yeah. Do you think Becky Lynch, I'll change it. Will Becky Lynch win the belt?
Nope. Not even in the realm of possibility. It'll be a stellar match, and they'll kill it. They'll tear the roof down. This probably of the women's matches, it'll probably be the best match. But no, Rhea's not losing anytime soon.
Better than Io Sky.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Dude. She's a freaking superstar.
And that's not. This might be controversial. Of the four horsewomen of the wrestling horsewomen, which is. At the time, Sasha, now Mercedes Moné, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte. Becky is the worst wrestler of the four. I think Sasha's the best, like physically, like mm-hmm. in terms of what she can do. She made Ronda look like $1 million. Charlotte is just a superhuman. Bayley has her own style that works that she has perfected, and Becky Lynch is the best sports entertainer. If that makes sense.
She's the best. Like she's the best on the mic.
She's the best on the mic. She's the best at telling a story. But in terms of what you can do in the ring, she's the worst, which is not to say she's bad. She's just the fourth best of the four. And Rhea is the complete package.
Oh, yeah. She's got it all. Yeah. Terrence asks, will Bayley win? If so, how?
Yeah. I think she'll win. Too. She'll win because the damage control storyline is far from over.
Io Sky's a winner in my heart.
She's the champion. If you would have told me 2 years ago Io Sky would enter WrestleMania as champion, I would have not believed you. But I just didn't think she'd get the opportunity. But yeah, Bayley has put in. I've long said this about MMA too. I think hard work should pay off. This is Bayley's been in the WWE for how long? She's gone through how many injuries? She's been in how many storylines? And this is her first ever singles match in WrestleMania.
Whoa, man! When I first discovered Bayley, it was back in NXT. I think it was I can't remember the match, but I'm pretty sure it was Bayley and Sasha. And I just remember going
killer match.
It was just
unreal. One of the best ever. One of the best women's matches you'll ever watch.
NXT Brooklyn, man.
The problem is she's been hurt. She's made returns. She's been in tag matches. She's been in triple threat matches. She's been in all this kind of stuff. But to my knowledge, she has never had a true singles champ match. She's like Lita. Lita was like that at WrestleMania. Bayley deserves. Bayley needs her roses.
We got one more from Terrence.
Yeah, we got another super chat. But real quick, just a reminder. I'm bringing no comment up. Just
If you hate wrestling, please let us know via super chat. That would be great.
Otherwise, I'll get lost in the shuffle.
Exactly.
Drop your super chat. I'll see you.
Yep. We get alerted to those. Last one. Will AJ make a comeback at WrestleMania?
AJ Lee. No. AJ Lee?
I don't think so.
No. There's no reason for him to come back.
Next year, when he actually is wrestling, then you may see it.
Where is next year's?
You usually know by now.
I know they'll announce it on the broadcast, but I just don't know. I don't know.
Minnesota is the favorite.
Yeah, as of right now. Well, but it's going to be weird having a WrestleMania without Brock Lesnar in Minnesota.
Right? Touche.
So yeah, not this year. You know, this doesn't say this year's WrestleMania. That's just, well, she may come back. I think if she comes back, it won't be on WrestleMania. It'll be, again, it'll be when Punk is involved in a major angle again, once he's healthy. I do think she will return to TV someday. So I don't know if it'll be at a WrestleMania, though.
Is Valerie Lareda still part of the WWE family? Yes.
Lola Vice. She's crushing it down at NXT, man. She's bringing she's crushing Lola Vice, crushing down NXT. Fine. Going viral all the time. Yeah.
She's doing her thing. I think she needs to clean up her. She's very athletic. And you could tell she is struggling to make her kicks look real while throwing 100%. Because obviously she can throw spin kicks like a motherfucker. But like when she throws them, she like slows down. And the enchantment of the mind goes out the window when you watch her. You can tell it's like hyper choreographed. But she has immense potential.
Yep, and WWE knows that they're developing her to be a star. They're trying. It's gonna be a slow burn, but they're developing her to be a star.
Yep, no rush.
Ilcat in the comments. I can't read that comment unless it's a super chat.
I don't even see it, Casey. I don't even see.
I don't see. It's all blurry. It's all blurry.
Well, none of us can see it because it's not a super chat.
I don't even know what Casey's talking about.
I can't see it.
Did you just do it, John Cena? What a mark. What a mark you are, Casey. Such a Cena mark.
Oh, man.
But yeah, what matches have we not talked about? I feel like we're giving, I mean, several, but I feel like we're giving stuff the short end of the stick here.
We mentioned them all. Philadelphia Street Fight should be fun.
I talked about Logan Paul already.
Ladder match is going to be insane.
Contractually obligated. I'm excited for Jade Cargill's. I'm excited for her WrestleMania debut.
Yes, because Jade Cargill.
I think six woman tag match, perfect scenario for debuting here.
She's also very raw, worst. She's the worst wrestler in that six of the.
Yeah,
six
obviously. Women. I don't think that's a secret, Jose. I don't not think you're. I don't.
That's not a hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Six woman. Who is it?
It's Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
Yeah, you're comparing, but I mean, we're not.
Here's what's going to happen. Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane better have their bumping shoes on, and they better stretch out their necks because they are about to get dropped all over the place. In, like, not a botch way, but they are about to be, like, human crash dummies in that match.
It wouldn't be the first. You know what? They've all worked with Nia Jax, so 100%. Don't worry. They're not. It's not a problem. they've dealt with worse. I mean, they wrestled in Japan.
I'm just going to run them down. Let's see. Rhea should win. Gunther should win.
Oh.
Gunther. I think the tag matches will be split because they have the four belts up there. So I think Judgment Day will win one. And A-Town Down Under should win the other.
Wait, so there's like, there are two champions? There could potentially be two champions.
Technically right now they're unified, but there's going to be some skullduggery and they're going to walk over two belts. You know, they're going to split them up.
Okay.
Because like walking around with four belts and defending them as one is so lame.
Okay.
Awesome Truth is also very popular right now. I could see it just for
I was just gonna say I think they're gonna go
that
over. Could, they're gonna give
that could be it. This moment. That could be it. But I think the Judgment Day, because Damian Priest and Finn kind of need belts to continue their story.
But what Jay if Damian cashes in? Damian cashes in?
Why he can have two belts. Jay should win. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi should win. Dirty Dom and Santos, that's a no-brainer. That should be minus 10,000 on favor of them. Bloodline should win. Drew McIntyre should definitely win over Seth. Bayley should win. LA Knight should win. Logan Paul will win. And Cody should win. And then the one that I have no idea is Bobby and the Street Profits versus Killer Cross and AOP.
There's a pain.
Yeah. Occam and Rezar. LA Knight versus AJ Styles is going to be a killer match.
And parlay.
There's your parlay.
And last comment. End of a little positivity, maybe.
Love how diverse and well-versed MMA fighting is when it comes to cover combat sports. That's why this channel is the best in the business to cover it all and entertain us with great content. Thank you, Harmon. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to listen. We could do a better job covering more stuff, you know, kickboxing, Muay Thai, collegiate wrestling. There's only so many hours in a day, but when an event comes along like WrestleMania, especially one that, again, is, I mean, it draws mainstream attention every year, but I think this one's really knocked out of the park with The Rock coming back. I think, you know, it's fun. It's fun for us to take the opportunity and just take a little time and, you know, breathe a little non-MMA air. Though this is, again, pro wrestling is the most powerful martial arts, so we're kind of crossing over.
Have you been to a WrestleMania?
Yes, I have. Pre-stadium, but it was WrestleMania 14 in Boston Stone Cold Steve Austin finished his story. Well, kind of started his story, if we're being honest.
But the best main event ever, in terms of like what happened after it. You've been to X7?
Is that the one in Houston, the Astrodome?
That's the Dallas one with The Rock and Stone Cold.
No.
It might have been Houston. Houston, whichever one.
And all I honestly remember from that is the ladder match. For some reason,
that was the first triple threat tag ladder match.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
that was the TLC match. 2000, they did just a straight ladder match, and it was awesome.
That's the best WrestleMania ever.
30 is big though, and honestly, last year's also really big.
Yeah,
last year's tore the house down. Yeah, and AK, have you been to WrestleMania?
I've only been to, I think, like two WWE events in my lifetime. One of them was a Raw taping. I think one of them was a house show.
I went to 26, which was Shawn Michaels' retirement match against The Undertaker. It also had Cena and Batista in Batista's last Mania and Triple H's last match as a full-time wrestler against Sheamus in like the third match of the night. And they did the Battle Royale, and you know who won? That's right. You're all correct. Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu. I knew we were talking some Yoshitatsu tonight.
Yeah, Yoshitatsu won. It wasn't even the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. It was just the WrestleMania Battle Royale. Who won? That was also the last Mania to have Money in the Bank, because after that it became its own pay-per-view. And naturally, MMA superstar Jack Swagger won that Money in the Bank.
There you go. Lots of, you know, CM Punk.
Cody wrestled on that one. That was the legacy triple threat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a good one. I've been to some good ones and been to some bad ones. WrestleMania 14 was great. King of the Ring was a good one.
In Providence?
That was with Kurt Angle. No, Kurt Angle won King of the Ring in Boston.
In Boston. Because for a while, King of the Ring only ever took place in Providence. That was like the Providence pay-per-view. I don't know why.
I did go to the Royal Rumble where Undertaker almost died and got floated into the rafters.
That's right.
It was so bad. I also went to the worst Survivor Series in the history of Survivor Series in Boston. It was fucking terrible.
They usually are. I went to the Rumble that Cena won in like 2013, 2014, whatever it was. And then The Rock wrestled CM Punk in the main event. And it was trash.
Oh, yes.
Because everyone knew what was going to happen. Everyone walking in, because like when you line up outside of, no matter what wrestling event you go to, when you line up to go in, everyone's trying to figure out the finishes and you all talk amongst yourself. Everyone that day was like, Cena's going to win the Rumble and then The Rock is going to beat CM Punk and they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania. And that was like, there was no argument. Everyone was like, yeah, this is going to happen. And then that's exactly what happened. It was kind of lame.
The best pay-per-view I've ever gone to was ECW Heatwave 98 in Dayton, Ohio. That was a good time. Missed those days. That was wild.
Mine was probably the Rumble in I really like, because I went to the Rumble where they had the women's and men's Royal Rumble. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, good little trip down memory lane. Lots of other cool things that we've been to as well. But I think we're done. Unless those people who tried to say negative things decided to make themselves known.
Yep. Cowards.
That's what happens. Well,
I'm excited. Guys, y'all got me excited. Yeah. I got myself excited, but now y'all got me even more excited.
It's going to be fun as hell.
This WrestleMania is a moment in time that will have ripples throughout the industry across all promotions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out, everybody. all goes down.
And then the next weekend, you can watch fake fighting at UFC 300.
Back to fake fighting next Saturday.
We can do it all. We can do it all. We got Vegas 90 tomorrow. It'll lead right in beautifully, and we can flip flop it. So it's tremendous. It's all tremendous. And then Sunday, there's no UFC event on Sunday. You could sit back and see if Cody finishes the story, and then watch Raw on Monday, which should be super fun. And then we're on the road to 300. All right.
I will not even be able to watch day two. I'm a little bummed out, but I will keep up.
As will we. For Jose, for Casey, for AK, I am Mike. Bye. Thank you for watching. Good night, everybody.
Wrestling.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.